Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. It's so good to have you with me back again. Have you with me again. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me for this installment of The Plumb Line. As always, I do hope that you're blessed. Amen. Our topic for today and has been for the last three segments is the plumb line. And this is the plumb line three because this is the third installment. How do we measure up? And the last time I mentioned that we were going to be going through the Ten Commandments. And that is what we're going to get a start on today. And then we're not going to go through all of them. I'm going to read them all. But we won't be going through them all just yet because I have some goodies for you with this. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you honor, Lord, for all that you are and for all that you have done. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for your mercy and your love and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Lord, move every obstacle and destroy every yoke, Lord God, that gets in the way of our understanding, that gets in the way of our knowledge of you, that gets in the way, oh, my God, of us coming to the truth, Lord God. All those things, Lord God, that have gotten in the way of our intimacy with you, towards you, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us for procrastination. Forgive us, Lord God, for allowing distractions. Forgive us, Lord God, for putting anything before you, Lord God, which is idolatry. Lord God, cleanse us even as we are in your presence on today. Forgive us our sins, Lord, and our transgressions, Lord, and all the iniquities, Lord God, that have been brought forth, Lord, through our ancestors and through those that have gone before us, Lord. Forgive us, cleanse us, wash us, even in this hour, Lord God, because we want to be, Lord, even as David was, a man after thine own heart. You said it yourself. This one right here is a man after the heart of God. Lord, you said it. And Lord, that is our desire, even as we come into your presence. Lord, that you make us servants, that you make us servants, children, Lord God, after your own heart. So Lord God, with that in mind, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord God, that you might renew us, that you might revive us, that you might remold us, Lord God, that you might realign us and reestablish us in your will. Oh, my God, thy will be done. Oh, holy God. Oh, Lord God, the angels stand before you day and night, Lord, or what we call day and night. And they say, holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty. Lord, thy will be done in each and every one of us, Lord, as we go forward. Open every heart and every mind to receive your spirit, Lord God. Speak to each one individually, Lord God. Open it up before their eyes, Lord God, so that it is undeniable. Even if they choose, Lord God, not to follow your will, they won't be able to say that it is not so. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless each and every one of you once again and welcome. Amen. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and this is Wednesday Word. Glory to God. Wednesday Word, and we're coming with the plumb line three. How do we measure up? And then the last two segments, the first one, I gave a lot of scripture and a lot of definitions. If you missed one and two, please go back to the archives. They are there. I did go into overtime on the last segment, so you will have the full entire installment on in the archives, because even if I go overtime, the archives do pick up the entire broadcast, so you will have all of it for your listening pleasure. Amen. And for your learning. Glory to God. Amen. We're talking about the Ten Commandments today. The Ten Commandments. And of course, I have scripture for you. The Ten Commandments is in Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 through 17, and also in Deuteronomy 5, verses 1 through 22. That's where we find it in the Old Testament. But even before I read those, I want to read this scripture to you that comes from 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. And it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. That includes both the Old and the New Testament. Glory to God. Amen. So we're taking a look again at the Ten Commandments. And, you know, one of the things that I found very interesting as I was going through this study is, whereas we call it the Ten Commandments, our Jewish brothers and sisters call it either the Ten Statements or the Ten Sayings. Glory to God. And the Ten Sayings is the word, and let me see if I can actually say it, is Aseret Hadubrot. Aseret Hadubrot, and it means the Ten Sayings, and it refers to the Ten Commandments. One of the things I wanted to let's read scripture first, amen, and then I want to refer to something for you. I want us to take a closer look at something, and yeah, just kind of be patient as I read through these. I think I'm just going to read the Exodus portion, but you also have hopefully written down that the Ten Commandments or the Ten Statements or Ten Sayings or the Decalogue is also what it's referred to, is also written in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 through 22. Glory to God. All right, now I'm reading from the Modern English Version today, and it says in Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 through 17, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water below the earth. You shall not bow to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of them who hate me, and showing loving kindness to thousands of them who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold guiltless anyone who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or your sojourner who is within your gates. For in six days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the earth, which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or his maidservant or his ox or his donkey or anything that is your neighbor's. I have read and you have heard from Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 through 17 from the Modern English Version. I want to make a note as we look at the first commandment. And that first commandment is in verse 2. It says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And I want to choose that portion that says, I am the Lord your God. Now, I want to actually tell you about the differences between the Jewish and the non-Jewish view of this particular commandment. And the Christian view, and it's considered the Christian tradition, it combines actually commandment 1 and 2. And it says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. In the Christian view or the traditional Christian view, that is commandment number 1. But in the Jewish tradition, it is those two are not combined. And the number 1 commandment is, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. I am the Lord your God. That in itself is a statement. And before I go further, I just wanted to give you a summary of the Ten Commandments. And this is a a summarized Jewish account that I found interesting. I found online. His last name is Gelman. And he just kind of summed up the commandments, and he did it like this. Number one, I am the Lord your God. Number two, don't worship other gods. Number three, don't take God's name in vain. Number four, keep the Sabbath holy. Number five, honor your parents. Number six, don't murder. Number seven, don't commit adultery. Number eight, don't steal. Number nine, don't commit perjury. Number 10, don't covet. And we know that in studying the Word of God that these commandments were boundaries that were given to them to govern their worship, so that they will come to know God and know how to worship him. They were also given to aid them in their personal relationships and their interpersonal relationships and how to govern their property and even their self-care. Glory to God. The Lord cares about every aspect of our being. Amen. And that is true even in these Ten Commandments. And we know as we have read the Word of God that these Ten Commandments, amen, were the Lord further admonished them with 613 laws within the Old Testament that came out of these Ten Commandments, but these are those summarized already. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to take a look at the first commandment. I am the Lord your God. This is a statement of declaration. I am the Lord your God. And it's also a statement of awakening, a statement of declaration and awakening. I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. I just want to look at the two words also in the Hebrew, the word Lord, which is in all caps. Amen. It's interesting that the Strong's interprets his name as Jehovah, the existing one is what it means. But as you read further in the interlinear reference, it reveals that the translation is actually Yahweh, and that is the proper name of God, the God of Israel, and would have been written as YHWH. Thus, where we see Lord in all caps, it refers for name Yahweh. Just a side note, many times in scripture and when we are looking at the translations and such, and the Greek language, the transliteration is not complete because there's no equal letter or term or even name in that language. So it's important to look back at the original language and the words used in the culture to understand meaning. The words used in the culture at that time, at that historical time, so that we understand the meaning. Now, although the name Jehovah is written here, it's actually Latin, the Latin translation. It came from the Vulgate, even in the King James Version, because as we read the history of how the King James Version was came to be, we see that they also used the Vulgate to translate it into English. And that's what we see here with the Lord's name Jehovah. It is a translation, a transliteration that is not a complete one, because we know that there's no J in the Hebrew language. So the name, his proper name, is Yahweh in Scripture. So what it would actually say is, I am Yahweh. And then the word God here is Elohim, and it Elohim in the Hebrew, and it is a general term for God, and it means God, but it's in the general sense, not his name, but who he is. But it can also refer to any God. So what he is saying here, I am the Lord Yahweh. I am Yahweh your God. I am Yahweh your God. So I am Yahweh your God is what this statement, remember, the Jews call it the 10 statements or the 10 sayings. So what this one is saying, I am the Lord your God. I am Yahweh. The was put in there for emphasis because of the translation, and it doesn't really belong. I am Yahweh your God. Amen. So when Moses asked the Lord, who shall I say sent me? He told him, he said, I am who I am. Tell them I am sent you. This statement refers to his self-existence, and that's what his name means, which then refers back to his proper name, Yahweh, because Yahweh means self-existent, or it means that I am self-existent one or existing one. All right. So I'm going to give you some scriptures of reference to go back where scripture mentions that command in particular, and the Lord has said it at different times in history. He said that I am the Lord your God. That is also, we can see it in Isaiah 41:13. It says, keep hold of your right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. And Leviticus 11:45, he says, I am the Lord. You shall be holy, for I am holy. And I'm just going to give you a few of these. I'm not going to recite all of them because I'm trying to keep this particular Wednesday word a little bit shorter because I have so much to give you as we go forth through the other commandments that I want to keep it digestible so you can go back and study and look at this for yourself. So you will go back and pray and talk to the Lord about the things that you're hearing. Glory to God. Also look at, I said Leviticus 11:45. Let's look at also Leviticus 18:5. And then Leviticus also verse 20 and 7, chapter 20, verse 7, Leviticus 22:33. Isaiah 42:6, Isaiah 45:11-12, Isaiah 45:5-7. I'm sorry, this was Isaiah 43:11-12, Isaiah 43:11-12, and then Isaiah 45:5-7, and Isaiah 48:12. Then we have Jeremiah 9:24. And I also have Isaiah 42:8, and it says, I am Yahweh. That is my name. It basically said, I am the Lord. That, remember that all caps is actually, the real translation should be Yahweh. Every time we see the L-O-R-D in all caps, that is his proper name, Yahweh. I am Yahweh. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. Also, take a look at Jeremiah 33:2 and Leviticus 20:8, if I did not say it. Okay, so to this, I'm going to end today with that. I am the Lord your God. Amen. The first commandment that was given, amen, to the Jews, and glory to God. We being a part of the adoption, amen, all this applies to us as well. The Ten Commandments, amen. Jesus most certainly fulfilled it, amen, but we still have to follow, amen, the word of God, because our word lets us know that he does not change. God is immutable, that Jesus is the same, or Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So even though he is the fulfillment of this word, and he most certainly is, he did not abolish these commandments. So it is not legal in any state in the union to murder. It's not legal. Amen, to steal. And though men commit adultery, it is not legal in the eyes of God. And I do realize there are some nations that actually have ratified that as law. South Africa is one in particular that I can think of. They made it legal to commit adultery. So, you know, that's not really grounds of divorce. So, I mean, I suppose they can get a divorce anyway. But those things are not legal. And it doesn't matter even if the laws of man change so that these things are legal and do become legal. And they probably will, because the day is becoming more and more evil. And the scripture lets us know that we would see more and more lawlessness. We're seeing it now, and it will absolutely increase as the end approaches its last moments. We are most certainly in the last days, maybe even in the last moments already, because the world is wicked. So this is that time, amen, for us to come before the Lord, amen, and teshuvah. It is a Hebrew word that means to return. It is the word that they use for repentance, but the word literally means to return. We know any time that the Hebrews, the Jewish people, came back to the Lord, it was with repentance. Amen. And it is that time again in the history of mankind. It is time to return to the precepts of God. It is time to return to intimacy with the Lord in his presence. It's time to return, amen, to our times of having our prayer closets and having our designated places to meet with the Lord. It's time to return to those things because the days have become, the Lord is now downloading so many instructions for his people to keep us safe. And not only us, but he's downloading instructions so that we can keep our neighbors safe. He wants us to survive. He wants us, amen, to be well. He wants it all to be well with our souls. And the Lord, our God, my God, my God, the Lord, our God, he is doing exactly that for us. Amen. So he has designated so many in the earth, amen, among the remnant, amen. He has downloaded, amen, expertise into them. This is God-given gifts and talents and abilities and anointings that God has given, amen, to his people, amen, to be, amen, last days, amen, to be last days evangelists and to be those that bring in, amen, the harvest of the Lord. And I give glory and honor to the Lord for all that he is doing. Amen. I give him glory and honor for all that he has done already. I mean, because these are those, amen, that don't necessarily look like what the world thinks church people should look like. Amen. They might be tattooed from head to toe, have piercings in every area of their body, have makeup and big hoop earrings, and I mean, just they look different is my point, is they look different. They don't look like what we have been told church looks like. That's why it's so important in this hour that we go back and take another look at the Word of God, because many of the things that we have told, we have been told are just not, it's not the Lord. Not just that, but go back and look at the history. And that's another thing that we're going to be looking at, is the history of the early church, because many things were changed after the death of the apostles that should not be. They were not things, amen, that the Lord had spoken for us as the church to be a part of, or to be a part of us. Many of these things have actually put us in bondage up until this time. I'm telling you, I find out these things as I'm learning them in the history, and I am grieved. I am really grieved by how much in bondage that the enemy has put us in. But there were those, I mean, that Paul had warned about, and many of the apostles warned about in the New Testament, those Judaizers and those that were going back to the law, and going back to living the way that they were living before they received Christ, and were trying to take others with them, and certain ceremonies they were doing that the Lord had, those some of the things that the Lord had already fulfilled that they were not really necessary for them to do, and even as far as the way they ate and the way that they were clothed and the way that they conducted business in themselves. The Lord gave us guidelines for all those things, boundaries, amen, to how to govern ourselves in his presence. So even as these commandments do, they are boundaries to govern our worship and our interpersonal relationships and how to handle our properties and our self-care and how to get along with our neighbors and just how to be godly people, how to actually come to know the Lord. And he starts out by saying, I am the Lord your God. It's an invitation to get to know him. I am the Lord your God. Get to know me. Know my character. Know my attributes. That's one of the things that we have gone through. And then in this Plumline series is some of the attributes and the character of the Lord. It's important to get in his face. And we come to know him, and not only know him, but we come to know ourselves when we do that. Because so many of us are so bound up with so many things that we have had personality changes and we don't even know who we are. Those changes came from the enemy's influence. They didn't come from God, so we don't even know who we are. And I hate when I hear people when they say things like, well, that's just me. No, it's not. You don't even know who you are. The Lord is the only one that can give you your identity. We don't get our identity from anyone or anything else except for our Creator. So we have to keep that in mind. Only our Creator can tell us who we are. So he was giving them that invitation and that opportunity when he gave them that commandment. I am the Lord your God. I am the one who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of bondage. I'm the bondage breaker, my God. He was telling them that. Like I said, it is both. I mean, that is both a statement of declaration and awakening. Declaration and awakening. All right, we're going to end for today. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. Until next time, we'll be coming. And then with the next commandment or statement or saying, amen. These, we are studying the Ten Commandments, or as our Jewish brothers and sisters say, the Ten Statements or Ten Sayings, the Decalogue. Glory to God. And we and all things want to give God all of the glory, want to give Yahweh all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the praise. Amen. Because I have said it time and time again, the Lord has given me many successes, and I praise him for it because I recognize I haven't given myself anything. Every talent, every bit of creativity, every innovative idea, every anointing, every gifting, all of it came from God, and the glory is his alone. Amen. I give him all of the glory and all of the praise. Like I said, I have not given myself anything. And when we start, amen, to bow ourselves before the Lord, recognizing, amen, that we are created by him and for his glory, amen, and start giving him back the glory that is due him, amen, the Lord will raise us up. Amen. He will raise us up to be that he has destined us to be from the very beginning. Each and every one of us, we're created with purpose and with value. Glory to God. Amen. And the Lord is waiting for us, amen, to come into his presence so that he can tell us and confirm to us who we are in the earth. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.